very interesting set of presentations. I didn't think I'd be here talking about skills and shopping baskets, but it was clear from both the Minister's presentation and from Amarjit's that there is a relevance in both areas. I think when we're talking about skills, it is very clear from the first presentation that we heard from Philip that we're talking about not a tactical issue, but a long-term strategic agenda. And the relevance of shopping baskets, I think, to that is that in the retail sector, we learn very quickly on our like-for-like sales on a day-to-day basis that the customer is always right. The customer decides which deals they should be following, and they make those decisions very plain on a week-to-week basis. Now, I'm not for one moment saying that we should be running our education system on the basis of week-to-week decisions. Rather than as customers, we need to understand the power that we have and the role that we should be playing. I was very encouraged to hear the Minister talk about partnership, about, I think the word he used was marriage. And in any good marriage, each partner has a very strong part to play. And I think for too long, the industrial sector has sat back and said, well, you're not delivering what we want, rather than contributing to that debate more actively. My sense is that industry for too long has expected ready-made solutions to the technical requirements it has, and that in fact what I'd like to hear more about, and perhaps we will come on to in the debate, is the commitment from industry that as the customer of this service, it only really gets what it goes shopping for. And as a customer, then I think that we need to make clear what our commitment is to the further education sector. I'm just jotting down some notes as I was listening to the speakers. Three things came to mind in terms of real commitments. The first was a commitment to the craft route, the belief that in that craft route you can develop domain expertise, and that domain expertise is pivotal to leading in any industry. I think it was Jeff Immelt, the chief executive of GE, when he was appointed, set out a major research program which discovered that those companies that really set out to be domain experts are ones which lead in many sectors. So domain expertise developed by people who have grown up and have innate skills and competencies in their business, and develop the virtue of hard work, judgment and decision making in that industry or sector as a result of that pathway. The second commitment I think that industry needs to take a lead on is, and I think I'll take the Minister's lead on this, quoting various philosophers. I thought I'd quote Aristotle. That we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is a habit and not an act. And that habit is something that is developed over years and over time, and that we start therefore at the earliest possible stage of a person's career, which is at 16 or 18, and we look to work with those people in their pursuit of educational and practical excellence in our business. And then that takes me on to the third point, that the partnership that we have doesn't just stop at the classroom door on the entrance to the supermarket or the factory. That's a pathway that continues throughout an individual's career, and that pathway is something we have a responsibility to manage, and we therefore should believe in the role of coaching at each level to help individuals manage that progression from the shop floor to the top floor of any organisation. Now, at each of those stages, we believe partnership is essential. We are the biggest provider of apprenticeships in the UK. We have over 10,000 people now pursuing foundation degrees in partnership, again, with further education. And we have taken people onto master's levels, again, in partnership with further education. So we believe that partnership works, and I hope that then sets the tone for the rest of the debate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm going to give